If asked, what was the most important health story of 2014, there would be little debate. Ebola has killed more than 6,800 people and infected more than three times that number. But this is not the first time the world has heard of Ebola. The virus spent many years in African forests, far from human populations. Every 10 years or so, it would appear in small villages and kill a few hundred people. But the Ebola outbreak that began in 2014 is very different than all that came before. This time, Ebola is sickening thousands of people in West Africa. It crossed into cities and over national borders. The world reacted with shock and fear, and Ebola continues to kill. The Ebola outbreak began in rural Guinea a year ago. Months passed before health officials identified the virus. The disease spread to the capital and crossed into Sierra Leone and Liberia. By June, cases began to rise quickly in those two countries. Misunderstanding, miscommunication, and fear also grew. Some people resisted treatment and safe burials of their loved ones. People near the Liberian capital, Monrovia, rioted. Frightened people sometimes killed aid workers who had traveled to affected villages to help. Governments answered the panic with lockdowns and quarantines. They put infected people in restricted communities. But governments also increased education efforts. Health officials warned people to take safety guidelines seriously. Health workers walked the streets teaching people about the signs of Ebola. Today, health workers continue to go door to door looking for possible cases. To stop Ebola, doctors must separate infected people from non-infected people. Healthcare workers must have special training to treat the sick. They must wear head-to-toe protective clothing. Sometimes, even those that follow these steps still get sick. Dr. Kevin Brantley and aid worker Nancy Reitbold are examples. They understood the risks and followed the safety measures, yet they became infected with the virus while working with Ebola patients in Liberia. The two healthcare professionals were taken to the U.S. for treatment. Each took the experimental drug called ZMAP and recovered. ZMAP is made from tobacco plants. Healthcare workers like Dr. Brantley and Ms. Reitbol are most at risk. It is estimated that 350 such workers in West Africa have died from Ebola. Sierra Leone lost three doctors in the first half of December alone. Ebola has shown the weaknesses in healthcare systems in the most affected countries. By September, hospitals had closed in Monrovia. There were not enough beds or workers at Ebola treatment centers. People with other sicknesses who look for treatment are often exposed to Ebola patients. VOA Learning English spoke to a doctor who got Ebola while working with HIV/AIDS patients in Liberia. Dr. Rick Sakra says a broken healthcare system is the biggest issue in Ebola-affected areas.
So we have a terrible situation right now in both Liberia and Sierra Leone, where like pregnant women who can't deliver and need a C-section, many of them have nowhere to go because the health facilities around them are closed. So we need to remember this is not just about Ebola. There are sort of ripple effects into the health system as a whole.
In Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, people no longer shake hands or hug. Physical contact has become too risky. People can no longer care for their sick or bury their dead in traditional ways. The bodily fluids of Ebola patients, as well as the Ebola dead, carry the virus. Border health officials stop and check people traveling out of West Africa for signs of infection. Measuring body temperature has become common at airports and border crossings. Fever is one of the first signs of Ebola. French researchers are developing an Ebola test to provide results in 15 minutes. The current Ebola test takes 24 hours. Japan and the United States are also working on developing faster tests. Lausanne's University Hospital in Switzerland began testing a possible Ebola vaccine in November in healthy volunteers. Experts say there is no danger of getting Ebola from the vaccine. If the vaccine proves effective, researchers will organize tests with larger groups. Dr. Sakra adds that some treatments for Ebola are showing promise. He talks about convalescent plasma, using the blood of Ebola survivors to save those sick with the disease.
It is exciting. They are now beginning clinical trials on a larger scale of both medications and this convalescent plasma to really prove whether they work or not.
Since recovering from Ebola, Dr. Sakra says he is now immune to the virus. I'm Anna Mateo. And now for words in this story. Expose, verb, to not be shielded or protected from. Panic, noun, a state or feeling of extreme fear that makes someone unable to act or think normally. A situation that causes many people to become afraid and to rush to do something. Quarantine, noun, the situation of being kept away from others to prevent a disease from spreading. Immune, adjective, not capable of being affected by a disease.